Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
We don't set internal timelines with these guys. Today, Adley hit off the tee. It was positive. I think from there, he progressed to some sit-down overhand is what he told me. I don't think he swung it 100%. There's no pain. There's no soreness. But we got to kind of see how he wakes up tomorrow. 35 years old. He's adapting to a complete new schedule. I think inevitably there was going to be a little bit of a lull for him. You know, there was going to be some struggles at some point. The league was going to get the information on him at some point. And I think it just comes down to him kind of making the next adjustment. Nobody's been happy this year with how this has gone. I mean, we're not happy to be 10 games under 500 and not being in necessarily at the front of the playoff race right now. So there's guys in there that are kind of fighting for their lives and fighting for the team. Got on the mound yesterday. I think it went okay. Went back out, played catch today, felt great. So I think he's probably, you know, trending in the right direction, some ups and downs and things like that, but feels like everything's probably in line at the moment.
That's Tony Manzalina. Yesterday afternoon before the washout, Oriole Park Camden Yards, Birds taking on the Mets, scheduled 7 o'clock game on ESPN, big old national TV extravaganza. But unfortunately, as we said during the show, Mother Nature was going to win. Not the Orioles, not the Mets. It was going to be Mother Nature. And you can never piss off Mother Nature. So the Orioles, at the time, were still planning on getting that ball game in. So Manzo met with the masses. I was fortunate enough to be there. Cordell was there. Cordell's the one that asked the question about the vibes of the team. Fighting for their lives, their playoff lives. And also understanding that the trade deadline is looming here in a few weeks. And a lot of guys that have a locker next to you might not have one. Because things are going to be a fluid situation for the Orioles trying to remain relevant here for a possible playoff berth 2025. But we also heard Tony Manzalino talking about Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, Vinny. And Nolan, of course. Total Request Thursday, Vinny and Haney. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Get on in. 410-583-1057. Orioles got a doubleheader. But as he's talking about Grayson Rodriguez, and he's saying, Tony Manzalino, all the things, I was not feeling.
No.
Not at all. 0.0. Plutarski, when you throw in the word okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Adley, you heard him talking about Adley. You know, yeah. He's treading all right. He's swinging. He's running. Adley himself met with the media before the game, and he couldn't put a circle date on when he's coming back, but he feels better, no pain. But when you have that oblique, I guess some days you wake up fine, and then you try to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and reality sets in. Who knows? Gunnar Henderson still hasn't, maybe, not trying to say he's hurt, recovered from what he suffered down in spring training. But with Grayson Rodriguez, and Grayson himself stressed it's the lat, which he's had three lat injuries that have shut him down. He was supposed to come up, if you remember, in the middle of 22. Then suffered the lat when he was the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball. Not some made-up Orioles stuff. These were the Keith Laws, the Kyle McDaniels, the scouts. He was the number one pitching prospect and was dealing like that. Then the lat came out of nowhere. And I remember Elias going, kind of a setback because he was really on the verge of getting up here. Then he came back late in the season. But then 23, he was part of the Oriole team that won the division, took his lumps, got sent back. Dealt with some issues there. And then last year, he had double-digit wins in July. And then coming up on about a year ago, it was late July. I don't know the exact date. I think it was like 28th or 29th. That injury shut him down for the season. Came back in spring training, right? Was throwing. We were on the air when he was pitching. And then, he's out after two innings, whatever it was. And then Nolan went a little more detailed in. I'm just looking at the box score at the time. Velo was down to like 91, 92 when he was cranking it up to like 98. And then Rodriguez himself had said, I'm not going to max effort because let's save some of these bullets for the regular season. And come to find out, he was hurt. And then it was like, oh, then there's the forearm strain, elbow talk, and all of this craziness that went along with it. Bottom line is, that was March, April, May, June, July. We're 4 months past that. And it still doesn't seem as though he's going to be pitching anytime soon. But if we try to mind meld with Tony Manzolino, or at least, you know, I'm looking at his face sitting there, it's like he went, oh, he's cool. You know, you can tell when it's an optimistic.
Right. Yeah.
He was just kind of, it's okay. One day he's all right. Next day, Vinny, if I'm a betting man, we ain't seen it.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob, and I totally agree. And you saw his facial expressions, like you said, just from listening to him. You know, no way, yeah. You know, because he was not confident.
Yeah, the eyes
all
didn't go boing. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was cool, man.
Like, if they're selling and they're still 10 games out, Bob, why would you bring him back? I mean, just get him totally healthy.
100% agree. Nolan, get in here and, you know, with Grayson Rodriguez, upside wise of every pitcher on this staff, he's got the most talent. There's a reason for 2 years. He was the number one pitching prospect in baseball, drafted as a high schooler, first round out of Texas by Dan Duquette. Here's your parting gift, Mike Elias. But if you're a betting man, do you want your guy that still has that number one or number two level potential to pitch it all this year if it really isn't necessary for that to happen, unless you just want to get a little rust off that thing?
Well, that's why I do think it is necessary, and I do want to see him pitch. Okay. Personally, just need to see it again. Like, it's been way too long. Need to, one, make sure he still exists, two, that he still has some semblance of an arm, and maybe, you know, he's teasing again some tweaks and adjustments to the delivery to maybe, I don't know. He said the same thing in spring training.
Right.
It wasn't anything you could see with the naked eye, so who knows what it's going to be this time around, but I just hope it works. And if he comes back, he doesn't have to pitch every fifth day. You can put him on any schedule you want. Like Vinny said, if you're out of it, season doesn't matter. You make up the rules for yourself. And who knows what the rotation's going to look like anyway. Others coming back from injury, Bradish mainly. He doesn't have to pitch every fifth day. But I still want to see it. I don't think it does you any good to just close up shop, sit on your hands and say, all right, we're waiting until spring training next year. And I don't think Grayson or Bradish would agree with that either. I mean,
Tyler,
I think
Wells too.
Throw him in there too.
They're going to want to. I mean, a player wants to play, you know. And the only reason to have him pitch, in his mind, confidence wise, you know, that hey, I got a couple outings in. That would be one. But what if he tweaks it again?
But how reluctant is he going to be, Grayson? We're talking about to air one out,
right?
100 miles an hour, right? If I try to ramp up and boom.
Well, if it's not September this year, he's going to have the same conversation
sure.
in his
Sooner
own
or later
head next spring.
Yeah, you're right.
You're throwing. So, I mean, let's just get it going as soon as possible.
But if the Orioles are out of it, which we expect they will be, let's be honest, I think all rules should apply. Like, Bradish looks like he could be pitching in a month. And Wells isn't that far behind him. And like you just said, Nolan, I mean, if Bradish wants to get a couple starts in just to get those competitive juices flowing, maybe feels as though he's letting his team down, whatever it is. Okay, but it's not a situation where he's got to hit the post every fifth day. So no, now get no, ramp right. up, get your sea legs back under you, see you in Sarasota,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
And I think the conversation would have been even more interesting had Sagano and Eflin maintained their strong start to the season and were still very strong trade candidates, where we were putting them right next to Ryan O'Hearn as almost a guarantee to be gone at the deadline. Well, now you're creating vacancies in a rotation that's really just been completely thrown together at the last second all year. At that point, you just need bodies. So even if it isn't every fifth day, yeah, I mean, come on down. Chase McDermott, throw him in the pile too if he's sure. able to get healthy. You know, I mean, anyone who's able should be out there.
And I would say the same with Adley. Don't hurry him back. Make sure he's 100%, you know. And if it takes an extra, like when he says, yeah, I feel pretty good, I'd give him another week. You know, just make sure that, because I don't need you to get hurt. It doesn't matter right now, just for your confidence to come back and get some at-bats.
Let's make mid-August through September a tease for what 2026 could be. Because Basayo and Adley are going to have to coexist. And O'Hearn's probably going to be gone after the trade deadline. So bring Basayo up, let him play first. If Adley's not ready to rock and roll, then you go with Jackson and you go with the Stallings. I mean, Hanley's still coming back from the concussion thing that obviously has been pretty severe because it's been 3 weeks, I believe, since that happened at Yankee Stadium. But maybe August, middle through the end of September, if it's got to be September 1st, whatever. Let that be a little preview of what 2026 Baltimore baseball could look
and
like.
And Bob, if it doesn't matter, let Basayo catch. Yeah. Let him get
work. Bad, they can't. Oh, I still throw him behind the dish, too.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. But
let him get work with, you know, all the pitchers that are going to be there for next year.
But if Badley's up, he'll be your catcher. Because Sanchez is gone for 2 months. Probably longer than that. Let's get rolling, man.
Yeah, maybe the biggest detriment with this Adley injury stuff and the delay to call up Basayo will be not really having a clear idea of how you're going to handle both of them on the roster. Ideally, earlier this year, I envisioned a pretty smooth transition into August and September where they're both on the roster and we're figuring out who's playing first and who's behind the dish. How can we get them both in the lineup on a almost daily basis? And now it's looking like you're probably not going to be able to figure that out this year. You're going to go into spring training next year still having that question in your mind. And I don't know if they're going to be able to answer it as soon as we hope they are. Same with the pitchers. I mean, that's also why I want to see Grayson and all the others because, hey, Mike Elias, pay attention here. I mean, really, you should be you're adding pitching anyway. We know that. They need pitching help. That's not changing whether guys were healthy or not. But I feel like if they just pack up shop with Grayson, say, take it to spring training next year, he's going to say the same thing he did last year. Grayson's our number one. No. We're leaning on him. He's all we need. He's all we have. You know, he's our guy. We don't need to add an ace because Grayson's our ace.
I would trust that he knows that there's a bigger picture scenario than just that.
I would have thought the same last year, but I'm with you.
No doubt. All right, Orioles lineup today against the Mets. 12:05 first pitch. Of course, last night's game got postponed. Jackson Holliday, second base. Jordan Westberg, your DH. Ramon Laureano, left field. Tyler O'Neill is cleaning up in right field. Ramon Urias, third base. Colton Cowser in center field. Luis Vasquez, the Shohei Ohtani of the Orioles. He's at shortstop. Kobe Mayo, he's at first base. Jacob Stallings is behind the dish. No Gunner, no O'Neill, but it is a lefty on the mound, even though Gunner's been wearing out left-handed pitching. David Peterson, Charlie Morton's on the hill for the Orioles, trying to showcase his stuff for his next team, because I'm guessing Charlie Morton will be getting traded here in the next couple of weeks at the trade deadline. And who would have thought 2 months ago that Charlie Morton would even be on the Orioles, much less be a guy that they're going to dangle at the trade deadline?
Bob, it's kind of shocking. I mean, why no Gunner?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's just 22. I mean, you know, I mean,
well, if he ain't playing in the second game, then something's going on. Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Give you the Mets lineup as well. Orioles trying to win the series if they can sweep the doubleheader today. Ravens talk's coming your way as we're less than 2 weeks away from training camp 2025. And Derek Queen's going to make his NBA Summer League debut today for the Pelicans.